In 1987, a group of concerned citizens recognized the lack of resources for victims of abuse and assault and created the Family Crisis Center. It's a nonprofit agency and provides safety to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault to Madison, Fremont, Jefferson, and Clark counties. I spoke with Public Awareness Coordinator Julie Leavitt about how people can get help from the Crisis Center and the resources they provide.
We just let them know what's available, and if they said, okay, I do want counseling, then we'll get them connected with a counselor. And, you know, we have a better idea of what funding resources are available to help them specifically for that. So we can hook all that up. We just don't do the actual counseling at our center. So we're kind of like a resource hub for them.
The Crisis Center provides someone called an advocate for anyone who comes in for help. The advocate knows the resources available to victims and can connect them with what they need. The Family Crisis Center also operates a thrift store and a food bank. The thrift store is called Second Helpings.
We have a thrift store that I'd say that the money spent there goes back to helping the victims. So it's all victim-based. We just want to help them.
The thrift store is open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The food bank is open for all residents of Madison County, as well as victims of domestic violence or sexual assault. Food is distributed to Madison County residents on Wednesdays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. In 2017, the Family Crisis Center served 747 adult clients and distributed more than 21,000 boxes of food. Community members can make donations or volunteer at the Crisis Center thrift store and food bank. Every item donated either directly or indirectly supports the victim the center serves. The center accepts canned food and fresh food, cleaning supplies, hygiene products, paper towels, lightly used clothing and toys, books, dishes, and more. The center also provides a 24-hour crisis line, immediate response teams, emotional advocacy, shelter, legal and court advocacy, support groups, counseling, and other services. Leavitt says a lot of people come in to use the resources available.
We have so many people actually coming to get that. And it's incredible that that resource is there for them. And we have great providers. You know, we work with like a lot of local stores.
For more information or for a complete list of services and donation items, visit familycrisiscenter.wixsite.com, call 208-356-0065, or email crisis@ida.net. We'll also have this information on our website, byuidahoradio.org. If you have an emergency, call 911. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Hassel.